Well, howdy people. Well, as you know, wokeness has crept into most everything, and it comes from the Femon ideology, because it doesn't make any sense. It may work in fantasy land, but it certainly doesn't work in reality. As we've seen many times, it failed. Man, there's always casualties. And it quite quickly is destroying societies. And even if you think it's not affecting your area, it just very well might be. You just haven't seen it yet. Well, when you come to London, the UK, and go, say, to Trafalgar Square, you're expected to see statues like this. Something with history. Something regal. Something that's real. But there's a new statue around Trafalgar Square, I believe, that apparently is the new way. And I believe it depicts all women. That doesn't look like all women to me. This statue has no real history. It's absolutely gaudy, if you ask me. Something you may see in Las Vegas, perhaps. Or outside maybe a flapjack place. But does this really belong in Trafalgar Square, London, UK? You know, the home of Buckingham Palace. Now you know how woke London has become. Of course, this statue didn't get there by accident. It had to go through lots of stages to get it cleared. And that means through every stage, they were obviously woke people. And it's no accident it's a woman. So that means there must have been more Femons involved. Because we know how they like to promote themselves. Couldn't have a man up there. They're the only ones that built the city. Hardly important enough. And just think how much this must have cost the taxpayer. So now you know how far London has fallen. Even the pigeons refuse to land on it. I made that up, but I bet it's true. You take it easy, guys.